Good evening. We welcome you to our Provo Municipal Council meeting this Tuesday, October 7th at 5:30 p.m. And we'll begin with a roll call, starting with Councillor McKay.
Patrice McKay.
Craig Christensen.
Rachel Whipple.
Gary Garrett.
Becky Bogdan.
George Handley.
We welcome also Scott Henderson, our City Chief Administrative Officer. We'll begin with an opening prayer that will be led in that by Jameson Moody, who was with the BYU Center, the BYU Ballard Center for Social Impact, after which I'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Jameson?
Our dear Father in Heaven, we are grateful to be here this afternoon and thankful for this wonderful land we live in, for the community here in Provo, and for all those who dedicate their lives to making this community a great place to live. We're especially grateful for Provo Police Department and for all the officers who have decided to dedicate their lives to serving the community here and keeping us safe. We ask that thou will bless them and their families, and we ask that we might have thy spirit and a beautiful feeling of camaraderie and celebration this afternoon. And these things we say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jameson. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I failed to mention also that Councillor Travis Hoban is traveling. He may join us via remotely later. Let us know if he's online. And also excuse Mayor Kafusi, who is also traveling and is represented tonight by our Deputy Mayor, Isaac Paxman. Welcome, Isaac. Our first item is a ceremony for the pinning of badges on newly sworn police officers. This will be presented by our police chief, Troy Beebe. Welcome, Troy, chief.
Council, thank you for the opportunity to present the police department's newest peace officers. It is always an honor to introduce them to you and our community. It is a proud law enforcement tradition, this badge pinning ceremony. This moment marks a defining milestone for those who have chosen the peace officer path of protecting and serving our community. The badge is far more than a piece of metal. It represents dedication, integrity, and symbolizes the sacred trust of the public. As we pin these badges, we recognize not only the officers who wear them, but also their families, who share in the responsibility and sacrifice that come with it. This action of pinning symbolizes the family giving of their loved one to the city to serve. To the families here today, thank you. Your love, patience, and support makes this calling possible. You serve beside your loved ones in ways that often go unseen, but never unappreciated. Now it's my honor to introduce the newest members of the law enforcement family as we share their stories and accomplishments while pinning on their badge. And the first is Hannah Teeples. She'll be pinned by her husband, Keith. You come on forward too, and while I'm reading, you can pin, and if she screams, we'll all duck. Hannah has been dedicated to police work since 2023, keeping her eye on the prize by starting her career at the New Salt Lake Prison as a correctional officer. Hannah worked closely with the female unit and in mental health, assisting offenders in the Elevate treatment program. She loves the city of Provo and has been working hard every day to get to where she is standing here for you today.
Thank you. Let's get up here.
Next is Stephen Johnston. Stephen is from six different states, but consistently says he's from Texas and Arizona. Before moving to Utah, Stephen got his degree in film and television with an emphasis in directing, which surprisingly translates very well to police work due to the need for collaboration and communication. Stephen enjoys hiking, watching movies, and spending every chance he can with his three best friends, his wife, Alyssa, and two children, Lily and Miles. Miles is having a seat right over here. But very good. Hey. Next is Crystal Coates. And she's going to be penned by her 5-year-old niece, Lennox. Coates. I'm excited to watch this one. Crystal was born and raised in the small town of Fairview. She has a deep passion for service and making a difference, which led her to serve for 7 years in the Utah National Guard. In her free time, Crystal enjoys spending time with friends and family. Most often, you'll find her in the mountains, horseback riding, camping, or fishing. Good job, Lennox. Eric Tryon, be penned by his wife, Chantel. Eric was born in Utah, but will always call Texas home. Eric graduated from UVU with a bachelor's degree in finance and worked for a number of years in that field before joining the department. He has been married for 12 years to his amazing wife, Chantel, and has three beautiful daughters. He enjoys martial arts and has been teaching since he was 13. Next is Jake Fisher. He'll be penned by his wife, Lauren. Jake was born in Provo, but moved to Nevada when he was just starting school. After moving back to Provo for college, Jake worked as a wildland firefighter for the U.S. Forest Service. Good move. And as a security guard to help pay for tuition. After a few years of college, Jake changed course and went through the police academy and plans to finish his degree in the near future. Outside of work, Jake enjoys shooting, skiing, hunting, and spending time with his wife, Lauren. Next is David Hall. David will be penned by his wife, Emily. David is a lateral officer from Orem. He was born in Montana, but lived most of his life in Orem. He married his high school sweetheart and has been married for 25 years. He has 4 kids, a 22-year-old at BYU, a 19-year-old in South Korea, a 17-year-old who loves the American Fork Band. I think they're well-known, American Fork Band, and a 15-year-old basketball star. He has been in law enforcement for 15 years. He's excited for his next chapter here in Provo. We're excited to have him. For the next, I'm going to have Deputy Chief come up and read the remainder.
Okay, the next one will be Joshua Webster, who It'll be pinned by his wife, Danielle. Josh has lived in Utah his entire life. He has a passion for helping others. His personal values and his family are his motivations to be an officer. Josh enjoys the mountains and the outdoors. He's always spending time outdoors with his friends fishing. He looks forward to serving Provo City as an officer. Next, we have Officer David Strebe. He'll be pinned by his wife, Esperanza. David was born and raised in Southern Arizona. In 2015, he married his beautiful wife, Esperanza. They now have three amazing children. Started his career with the Utah Department of Corrections. He is happy to be with the Provo Police Department. Next is Officer Jonathan Blodgett. He'll be pinned by his wife, Josie. Jonathan is originally from Northern California. He served 3 years in the United States Army as an infantryman and left as a sergeant. He then worked for BYU Idaho as an armed public safety officer for 5 years. During this time, he also earned a bachelor's degree in exercise physiology, minoring in nutrition and fitness prescription. He also spent a short time as a security officer for Primary Children's Hospital. Jonathan enjoys spending time with his wife and their dog, going for long walks, preferably on the beach. Next, we have Officer Eric Littlefield. He'll be pinned by his wife, Jana. Okay. He's running a little bit late, car problems. I'll read you his bio so you know who we're getting. Eric was born and raised in Southern Florida. At 18, he enlisted in the Marine Corps. After his enlistment, he met his wife, Jana, in Tallahassee, where he reenlisted in the Navy Reserves. Eric and Jana come to Utah for school, and now Eric serves the community as a police officer and his country as a service member. Next, we have Officer Alvaro Nicolia. He'll be pinned by his wife, Joanne. Alvaro was born and raised in Salt Lake City. He comes from Argentine parents who instilled in him the values of hard work and integrity. He holds a bachelor's degree in economics and has always had a passion for serving his community. Outside of work, he enjoys playing soccer, the piano, and binge-watching shows with his wife. Today, Alvaro is honored to be pinned by his wife, whose love and support have been his greatest strength. Last but not least, Officer Katie Tillman. And she'll be pinned by her FTO, Austin Nelson. Now, Katie was born and raised in Utah. Before working for Provo, she graduated from the University of Utah with a bachelor's degree in sociology and a bachelor's degree in criminology. Outside of work, Katie loves going to concerts and movies with her family.
Now we'll have our city recorder, Heidi Hallman, come and administer the oath.
Okay, so just like we've done before, you'll raise your right arm and you'll repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity. Congratulations.
Would Officer, Officer Littlefield come in?
He made it. So he. Okay, we'll move on. Council, thank you for having us tonight. Thank you for the support that you give these officers and for everything that our community provides to us in way of support and true love. So we appreciate that. And we will have, we invite all to join us in the community room just across the hall to pictures, and there's some.
And Chief, could we get one photo in here as well also? Absolutely. That'd be great. If you could just come here in the center, Chief. We'll just stand behind you, the council, for the photo. Yeah, for once.
There's so many people.
I can't suck into this. Keep it going. Keep it going. Thank you.
Thank you again, Chief. We feel honored to be served by these great men and women in our city. Thank you. And thanks to all of those who came to support these new officers in this pinning ceremony. I wish. We're now going to begin a period of public comment. At this time, up to 15 minutes have been set aside for an open public comment period, which is intended to allow comment on matters that do not appear on tonight's agenda, but are limited to topics regarding municipal business or within council purview. Persons who wish to speak during this time may approach the podium. During any public comment period, each speaker is generally limited to 2 minutes. Due to noticing requirements, no formal action will be taken in this meeting on matters that do not appear on the agenda. Those who would like to make comment can approach the podium at this time. Begin by stating your name and your city of residence.
Good evening. My name is Aaron Gallegos. I'm a resident of Provo. I'm here this evening representing the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses located at 491 North, 1280 West. And we actually just have a small safety concern regarding street parking outside of our building. So right now, street parking is allowed on 500 North between 1375 West and 1280 West, which blocks our view as we exit and enter our parking lot, which is a bit of a safety concern. We've recently had some construction on site, and we had several near-miss accidents as we were exiting the property due to the cars parked on the street right there. So we are simply requesting if it would be possible to review and make this area located between 1375 and 1280 West on 5 North a no parking zone so that we are a little bit safer as we're entering and exiting the building. And that's, I do have a map of the area that we're requesting. And other than that, that's all I have.
Thank you very much, Evan. Yes, if you could give that to our staff, we will, to David here.
Okay.
We'll be able to take a look at that.
Thank you very much
for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Is there any other public comment tonight on items that do not appear on tonight's agenda? If not, we'll close public comment, and we actually are going to now take a recess of this municipal council meeting by unanimous consent, and we will begin, we'll convene again at 6 p.m. to begin the public hearing on the Recreation, Arts, and Parks a tax proposition. So we'll pause until 6 p.m. Thank you.
And anybody, the reason why we're doing this, which is a little bit unusual, is because state law dictates that the wrap tax hearing cannot start until 6 p.m. and it's the first item on our agenda, so we have to start a second meeting at 6 p.m. to meet that requirement.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian, sorry, it's me over here. Does that mean we need to adjourn this meeting and then adjourn a new meeting, or are we recessing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should adjourn this first meeting. We actually noticed it as a completely separate second meeting.
Okay, so this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, Heidi.
Nine minutes, my friends.